Griffin here.
None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song! I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steve. And Bones, too.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
Your passport to the graveyard.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Nope. Never mind that. I was going to ask, when's the last time you were in a graveyard? And I was like, there's no way that's a happy story. So we move on. Unless you were just going for a jog.
That would have been the last time I was in a graveyard. And I always feel bad about that. But I do. There is a graveyard kind of close to me that I like to walk through. And lots of people do it. It is a common spot to walk.
It is.
But then I was like, I shouldn't be enjoying my time here.
Hey, why not, though? That's kind of nice, though. You're creating a new happy memories. Here
laughing
too.
And laughing.
Yeah, walking by everyone else.
Look, someone's last name was Butt.
Yeah, you head to the B section and you have a good laugh.
Yeah, they do it alphabetically.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you notice, a lot of graveyards have the numbers on them, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's by numbers. That's what those numbers are. It's like a library. We don't want to talk about any of that. We want to talk about a video game that we're late to, that a lot of people have been playing for a long time. A lot of people played in the pandemic and loved it. You and I are playing Overcooked 2.
Overcooked 2.
Yeah. It's the game, maybe you know it from The Bear, a very popular show with cooking.
I have yet to see The Bear.
Okay. So this is a game where you cook with your friends. And the memes are just that it creates fights. And that people don't get along when they play because things got to get done in this kitchen. It's chaos and you have to work together to get the meals done. And so people are breaking up over this. People are getting in huge spats and fights.
I'll say this.
We're pros at this game.
That couple should have broken up. If you're breaking up over Overcooked,
I don't know if you'll actually break up. I just mean that is the general memification of this game. But we're pros at it. We know exactly.
Oh, yeah. So I do know what this game is.
You do know what this game is. You know exactly how to absolutely ace it every time. So we got tips and tricks for you. We're going to get you through every level of Overcooked. We're going to keep that relationship alive.
Absolutely. Well, no, actually, my tip was going to be try and be honest with your feelings. And as soon as there's anything that your partner is doing to slight you, end it there. The sooner you can get with someone who can function with you in this game and work as a unit, the better. Mm.
That's true. There's no point trying to stick it out forever if it's just clearly not working.
If it's like, oh, you left my dishes out. Great. Bail.
And my tip is keep one eye on the menu at all times.
Like the movie?
Yeah. That should be playing in another window. That should be open, separate, kind of playing on the side. If you play on the TV, maybe you play on a console or something like that, have your laptop open. Have the menu streaming. Good motivation and good inspiration, I think.
Yeah. As well. I've yet to see it because I love The Rich.
You're not going
to And like I hate to see them get their comeuppance.
No.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that might happen in the menu.
They actually succeed.
Just a bunch of like bankers hitting Murray Fines with their briefcases.
Is we picking your bloody restaurant? what's London's Wall Street or Bay Street? They got one.
The Thames River.
Yeah. Okay. And your next tip?
My next tip, is. Have something cooking for real.
That's good. Then the pressure's on. You got to beat that level. You know, something's on the oven. It's boiling. You know, your timer's going off. It's like,
yeah. And when you see the ramifications of, let's say, a grease fire in real life, it makes you care about the game a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's good practice. You know, you're using your fire extinguisher in real life. You remember to use it in the game. Like, that's just smart.
I'm a smart guy.
Kind of do two-screen experience. We're looking at the menu playing on one. You're with your lifelong perfect partner, who's also your best Overcooked partner, and you're doing it in the kitchen with something on the stove.
Now, Steve, speaking of the graveyard...
we've been talking about.
Would you like to solve a murder?
Yeah, okay.
The victim. Sandra Toes. Dancer found dead. Today's guest, Bob Toes. Sandra's partner who found her body. Bob, hello.
The first word I would like to say on this podcast is wow.
Wait, well, it wasn't because you didn't say I think the. Well, the was your first
Well,
word.
On the record of this podcast, the transcript, as they may put it in the industry, I would like wow to be placed as the first word.
I mean, it's kind of, I believe Apple does it automatically for us.
Yeah, I don't think we have control of that.
No, but we must start at wow, because wow is the word that encapsulates the feeling I have of seeing my mother with all her feet broken. No. It's wow.
Sorry, you got us some important information there. Did you say mother?
I'm grieving. My mother. Yes, Sandra Toes.
And toes and feet broken?
All of them. All her feet, all her toes. Snatched directly in half, perfectly symmetrical, vertically and horizontally.
Vertically and horizontally, so quartered.
Divided in four?
See,
her feet were quartered. That.
And now you know why I simply have to say, right off the top, wow. We can't be... Listen, are you here to support me in my grievances, or are you going to nitpick the semantics of the situation?
The latter.
Oh my god.
I'm here to support you.
Well then, the second word I would like to have said on this podcast is stop.
I believe it was first.
What?
Yeah, you said the first word
tonight,
you want to have on the podcast.
The first two words I've said tonight are wow and stop.
Everything else is just set up for those two words.
Let us erase from our minds any other term, okay?
I had been under the impression that the two of you were dance partners, you and your mother.
We were. And we were the best in our industry.
What style of
industry?
Dance? Oh, yeah.
the dance industry.
Okay.
Our style of dance could be interpreted as, or...
Oh, it's interpretive?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
It's very rigid.
But it could be interpreted.
It's really as literal as it comes. People send us a song, and we... Ooh, grief is a hell of a thing. We are sent a song, and we try to, like, recreate the text of the song with our bodies. Mama!
So you start your like set by being like, hey, can we get a song? Can someone email us a song?
Wait, you're improvising?
Hopefully no improvisation is needed. We are sent the text of a song beforehand, right? And we...
What do you mean by text of the song?
Like lyrics? A transcript. Yes, lyrics. Lyrics is a good word. I would like that to be the third word I had said on this podcast.
No, it was word.
Stop, lyrics.
It's lyrics. Wow, and that's sorry, I have a cough. That is
I thought it was grief.
You know, they can be the same. Listen, the name of our dance company was actually that. Wow,
stop lyrics.
Yes. And what we do is we basically we do custom performances for very rich people where they send in their favorite song and we do hyper literal transcriptions of that song's text to dance.
Right, so Steve, what's your favorite song?
Oh, let's go Holla Back Girl.
Say that one more time.
Holla Back Girl?
Holla back, girl.
She ain't no holla back, girl. Gwen Stefani.
You would start your dance by going around the track a few times.
Yes. And it's not just going to happen like that. It's not just going to happen like that. We received that track 3 months in advance of the performance. We pour through every word. Usually the first thing we say is, this shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, no matter what song you get?
We 9 out of 10 songs. That's pretty much where we're at.
Oh, yeah.
That's the process. We go through, okay, this is... But our next thing is, how do we turn these words into a physical performance so that even sans music, someone would understand the meaning and the context of this song.
So you're not dancing to the song, to be clear. When you're performing it, it is silence.
Yes. Thank you for understanding.
But if you nail it, then the audience should be dancing along because it'll feel like they're hearing it.
Because you see me. In this moment, you are seeing me.
Now, what if you were to be sent some song like Single Ladies or something that already has a dance? How is it not difficult to
yes,
stray
no,
from that?
This is a very good question. We pay no mind to the existing dances for these songs because so often, if you really think about it, those dances have nothing to do with the words.
Yeah, like cha-cha slide.
She points to her finger, doesn't she?
Okay, that's the we do steal that, but every other
you
sentence,
keep that part in.
That part we keep. That part we keep. The other part we literally burn. It has nothing
you
for
literally
us.
Literally burn?
Oh, this.
We print out the frames. Well, you also send the frames of any performance of these songs because we don't want to recreate existing dances if we can avoid it. Now, so any references.
This is a question that I feel like I could only ask you. Nobody seems to know the answer to this. You know that song that is instructional and it's like one hop this time, bam, and one hop, and then you do
I've
the
actions.
I've said
it already as a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know this song.
So we have to move past
what?
This. We
no, we don't. Because
I don't
you
think we have
are the only person
my mother
who
is
might
dead.
Know.
My mother
what
is dead.
What the hell are they asking me to do when they say Charlie Brown? What's that movement supposed to be?
So my mother had her feet broken lengthwise and widthwise, and this is what we're going to talk about? The fourth word I would like to say on this podcast is, how disgusting of you.
I think it was I'd.
Listen, I didn't come here to play word games. I did
it
not.
It really
come
seems like you did.
I did not come here to play with the intricacies of how my job works. I came here to find out who broke my mother's feet in so many ways.
Is it Charlie Brown like the comic strip, like the little kid, or is it like a totally different Charlie Brown?
Oh yeah, well, because Charlie Brown itself has many different dances within it. You could do the zombie, you could do the head bop side to side.
Yeah, the kids are doing all
but
sorts
in
of stuff.
The actual music video, I think people are like pulling their legs behind them.
There's a music video for this?
For the cha-cha slide? Yeah!
Never seen it.
You weren't at Alcona Glen shadow dancing?
They would play the song and everyone does it along, but there's no video. Not on my dances.
Okay, can we pull the video up, actually? Because I would like to see... That's kind of copyright infringement when you talk about it, because we're the ones who turn songs into text into
dance. Oh no,
you
don't know about music videos? Oh no!
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Songs are sound.
I'm getting a Google Pixel ad with the CMU loop first. One sec.
Anyways, that's my job.
Okay, this is it.
For the listener, we'll cut most of this out.
Oh, wow. How did they get their bodies on the computer?
Oh, no, you don't know about cameras.
You're just baffled by something being filmed and put on screen. Okay, well, I can't hear it, but so you're telling
but
me
see, this is
this
exactly
would answer my
do.
Question, though. When it gets to the Charlie Brown part, they're going to do a leg tug?
I don't know.
So for the listener, we just watched the entire cha-cha slide Musique video? Music.
Oh, you don't know what the word music? You've said it already many times.
It's really not part of my job because my job is taking text and turning
That's
it
true.
into. Have you ever heard of text-to-speech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that, but it's text-to-dance.
Right.
But what I do like about this music video, or whatever you had just showed me, is that it's a great encapsulation because watching that thing on mute is basically what it's like to watch one of our performances. You look
True.
at it, you see the moves, and you're like, I can kind of hear what's happening here.
Well, especially with that song, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what my family, like Dynasty, had been all about for 600 or 700 years.
Oh, wow. So this was a long line of dancers.
Very long. It goes all the way back to Germany.
Wow. That explains your pronunciation of music video.
I'm so sick.
Oh,
Coughing and sneezing, and it's just my love for my mother
it is interesting. We
erupting
do
from my
have
gut.
the occasional sick guest.
And that is me. That is
Happened
me.
maybe twice before.
Ooh. Oh. And who might that be? Do you recall?
It's hard to remember the actual names of the guests.
Oh, I can assure I have no clue who we're talking about. I've never met anyone like that.
Is the performance just you and your mother, just you and Sandra, or is it a larger family unit?
It's kind of like a conservatory where, we run it, we're the leads every time, but we take auditions, and you two are always free to throw your hat in the ring, but I make no promises. It's a meritocracy in our house.
Right, okay.
And what does that look like? You're taking auditions, and what do you have people do when they come in for an audition?
We give them a song. They have 3 months to go over the text, pore over every word. The first thing they're probably going to think is, this shit is bananas, BANANAS. And
Nine
then,
times out of ten, yeah.
9 times out of 10. And then you're really taking these words, putting it into your body, and then figuring out how your body can then represent the words.
Yeah. That's your process is yeah, you get the lyrics and you figure out how to make it into a literal song.
Yes.
So the audition, they just need to do what you do.
Exactly.
How many people are in the final performance? Is it just you and your mother together, or did you end up having a whole kind of collective?
Well, in the final performance, it really is just one person. But that's because it's kind of a Squid Game process where we filter down.
And yeah, what do you
We
mean by
like.
Squid Game process?
Are they dying off?
No deaths, but we usually start with a cohort of about 600 or 700 people. My mom.
Who all come in
And
and then they have 3 months to then leave.
yeah, they have 3 months to figure it out. And there's challenges and backstabbings, and we do film it.
It's kind of run like a reality show.
A little bit, yeah. You've never seen Toes Goes?
No.
I thought it was called Wow Stop Lyrics.
No, that's like the production company and our dance
Okay.
house. Yeah.
This is Toes Goes.
So, to answer your question, for the
Yes.
performances, then, you and your mother are the leads, and then you have a cast of people around you.
Always, always, always.
And where do you do these performances?
Usually like Roy Thompson Hall.
Usually.
If they.
You don't really tour. You've kind of got a residency at Roy Thompson.
We kind of got a thing going. We have a monthly. We do a song a month. We pick the song that's requested by the highest bidder, and we kind of just do that. What did we do last month? Last month, it was Galen Weston Jr., and he requested the song Uptown Girl. And we did that at Roy Thompson.
Okay.
Why are you looking at
How'd
me
it
like I'm
go?
crazy?
How did it
That was me
go?
listening.
Oh my God. It went really well. He actually gave us a standing ovation, which I'm very
It's
proud
just
of.
Him?
Oh, yeah. I forgot it was private events for rich people. So it's one
oh,
person
right.
in Roy
I
Thompson
totally
Hall.
Forgot that, too. I was picturing a packed Roy Thompson Hall. Interesting. So it's not only the silence. It's silence and an empty theater.
Yeah, but you... It's not... It's silence and practicality, but realistically, like, the sound is all around you. First of all, there's feet shuffling on the floor, and that is quite loud. We are real stompers. But also, like, you're seeing... You know when you look at a GIF and you can kind of, like, hear it happening? That's what
just
it's
a movie.
Like. Yeah.
Now, was it before one of these performances that you found Sandra?
Yes, it was at the most recent monthly.
Oh, at,
it
so
was
at
the
Daily Roy
Weston,
Thompson.
At Roy Thompson.
It was him again?
He's really the only guy who could afford us these days.
So what was the song going to be this month?
Oh, that's good. This month is going to be I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas.
Mm.
Great number. Love, fabulous lyrics.
What were you going to do for Mazel Tov?
it's to explain via sound. To explain via sound, it's kind of like chest lift, and on the and before Mazel Tov, we're like twisting our hands inward, and then we're whoo, throwing them up.
Nice.
And ideally, like if the lyrics get really complicated, we try to spell them with our bodies.
Oh, really literal.
Well, that I mean that you got to be spelling quick to keep up.
This is why,
unless it's a what's her name, whatever, Fergie, she's at least spelling out words for you. That's a lot easier.
Often does. Glamorous is such an easy. That was one of the easier processes we've had.
That was another one Galen Weston requested.
He loves the Black Eyed Peas family.
Also, BANANAS itself.
Exactly.
That's true.
We're always looking for a BANANAS when we're scanning these lyrics. Like,
so,
start.
So
there.
A lot of disappointment.
There are not enough songs with BANANAS.
So this was going to be I Got a Feeling. Where did you find her? Mm-hmm. Was it backstage?
It was backstage. Off stage, kind of in the wing, just before the actual stage. It was quite a sight to see my mother's feet broken in all axes.
Yeah, no, that's not necessarily, to me, a fatal blow, unless it happened and she was just kind of stuck there losing blood.
She was alive for a second, like a hot second.
Oh, you caught her right at the end.
I caught her right at the end.
Did she say anything?
She was just... She did. She was like, my son. The first word I would like to say at this moment is, wow. Simply, wow. And then she died.
Wow.
She died immediately.
So her last word was wow.
Her one and only word. Her one and only word. I wish she had said the killer's first name, at least. That would have been helpful. But
well, maybe she did.
No.
First and last would have been great.
Oh, yeah.
First and last.
Wow, something.
You're right.
Ooh, that's true. Could have been trying to identify a wow.
I do know 4 or 5 people named Wow, but without last name, it's impossible.
I mean, could be part of the Weston family, if it's initials.
That's right. Wilson Owen Weston.
Whoa. Who's Wilson Owen Weston?
Galen Weston Jr.'s son. Who... has never come to a performance. He's actually said, famously, this dance company's stupid and I hate it.
That was famous. I didn't know what he was talking about, though, at the time.
That was on the front page of so many papers.
That was
I
on
saw
the
murals.
Star.
They did, like, little caricatures of him with the bubble. I didn't know who he was, and I didn't know what he was talking about. But now it all makes sense.
Now it makes sense to me, too. I did not put it all together. Wow.
No, the reason I ask that, did she have any other wound, or was it truly just as far as you could see the feet?
I think she died from bleeding out from her busted-ass feet. If I can recall correctly, everything was very intact. But wow. Her feet were messed up. It was honestly kind of sad.
Really? To see your mother die in front of you?
You know, grief is a crazy thing.
Grief is nuts. Sometimes it can take the form of sadness.
It can. I've learned that this
Sometimes you're
week.
sick.
It makes it personally, it makes me very sick.
So, was there like quite a bit of blood around her then?
It was drying up. It was drying up, but there was a little bit of blood.
So she had been there for a very long time, truly waiting in the wings.
Yeah, well, normally when we separate for like the last 2 weeks before the actual opening of the performance because it's such emotional work that you need the time to yourself to really think, is this something I want to continue doing? Is this who I want to continue doing this with? So I hadn't seen her for 2 weeks before that. And then on the day of the grand performance, feet broke.
So no one had been out on stage yet.
No one, not yet.
And just,
Because
sorry, go ahead.
she's always the first one out. She's always the first one out.
Oh. Kicks things off.
You gotta start strong, you gotta end strong. She has like a 15-minute solo before even the song comes in, right?
Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, the songs he's been requesting are not that long.
Not that long, but you know how there's sometimes a preamble at some shows? We do
Are you
that,
talking about like the
but through
land
dance.
acknowledgement?
We do a land acknowledgement through dance.
Oh, okay, tough.
It's interesting. Anishinaabeg is tricky with just your body,
Yeah.
but it really gets
You're
across.
spelling it out.
But it's you guys need to see performance. I wish we
I
canceled them
wish we
all.
were
I
rich.
was gonna say, we're not rich guys.
How much do you have?
Steve?
5 grand.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. But listen, you help me solve this case. You get all the performances you want each month pro bono.
What we're gonna do is take a quick break and we're gonna re-look over all these facts. Now that I know this, I would have been paying attention this whole time.
Thank you. And the last word I would like to say on this podcast is thanks.
Okay, so hold that
It's
then and remember
not
that till the
done, but
end.
yeah,
Yeah,
wait till the
I'll save
end.
that. I'll save that up.
We'll be right back. And we are back on Killed to Death. I'm still here with, speaking of the graveyard, Bones.
Yeah. It's Bones Month. Do we remember why?
Yeah, because of the bones of all the dead groundhogs of years prior.
Yeah, good memory.
Thank you.
Good
Now,
memory.
this is, of course, the last Friday of February. I'm excited for next week's episode when we find out if March is, in fact, Bones Month or not.
Yeah, it is, because I'm Bones, and March is my birthday month. So for all month long, it's Bones Month.
That's nice. Are you doing anything for your birthday? This is a big one.
I don't know, I haven't thought of anything.
It's like, oh, I guess when this episode comes out, it's only 2 weeks away. You scared me for a second.
Right.
Right now, it's actually, we got some time to think about
I
it.
know. As of now, I was like, oh, I haven't even thought about that. But listeners, hey, feel free to send me some lovely messages, and I mean that'll be a nice thing for me.
And we are also still here with Bob Toes
You
of
know,
Wow Stop. What is it? What's your dance
li
studio called?
Wow Stop Lyrics.
Wow Stop Lyrics, the dance company. You might know them from Pose Goes, the reality show about how to become a cast member. But you yourself are part of the core family that has existed for hundreds of years, going all the way back to Germany. Now, it's you and your mother spearheading things. Your performances are for the rich. A solo rich person can purchase a performance in which they send you a song. You will then comb over the lyrics. You'll say, "This shit is bananas," and then try to figure out how to literally interpret that song through dance. Your performances, you have a monthly slot at Roy Thompson Hall, and it sounds like you mainly perform there.
I don't think I've seen any other stage in the city, really.
So, Cap?
Who?
Sad.
Wait, no, I've seen Beer Beer there. Yeah.
Oh, but you haven't performed.
No. They don't, it's much too small for the kind of work I have to do. I have to do.
And the work is your mother will go out and close, start strong and strong for about 15 minutes on either end of the song, except this month's performance. You were going to be doing I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas for Galen Weston Jr., the grocery store boy of Canada. American
That's
listeners, you can Google him. He's got glasses, and we kind of hate him as a collective.
We like them at our place, but yeah.
I guess he pays
That's
your
true. He
entire
pays you, whereas
salary.
everyone else in Canada pays
He's a
him. I
swell
guess
man.
we kind of pay you.
Yeah, you
Hey,
do.
yeah, wait a minute.
With the little things you get from the grocery store.
With the little things
Yeah,
we get from the
those
grocery
little
store.
things we pick
Yeah.
up and eat.
Orange.
The rest.
Et al.
Blue, the rest.
Red. Anyways.
Nice. Yeah, you before this month's performance, when you were about to go out on stage, you hadn't seen your mother for about 2 weeks, but you encounter her in the wings, her feet quartered. That's sliced in half horizontally and vertically, which honestly, I'm picturing it just kind of means off. Her feet were just cut off.
Well, it was very intact in four parts, I would say.
Oh, okay, so the slices were still there at the base of her ankles.
You ever see like a pizza?
No.
Okay. This is one of the round foods.
Pizza?
With the way you said pizza, it sounded like you've heard of it before. You don't have to lie. In any
You're gonna have
case,
to describe it.
it's one of the round foods.
Oh, like an orange.
You take an orange, squish it down, cheese, pepperoni. But really, what I would like to refer to is the cutting of the pizza.
Oh yeah.
Her feet looked identical.
I don't know pizza, but I know exactly how they're cut.
That's what's famous about pizza.
Is you cut it into four parts.
I would say 9 out of 10
Little
times,
ones,
yeah,
yeah.
you're cutting them into four. My mom's feet look exactly like a pizza cut into four.
And there was a lot of dried blood at the base of her. What?
Which did look like tomato sauce a little bit, so we're actually entering deeper into pizza territory.
Let's not rule it out.
It was
Now, was she
sad. It was
barefoot
sad.
or does she have dance shoes?
She does have dance shoes, but I think they were removed. They were removed. Actually, that's a good point. If I could find the dance shoes, I'd probably find the killer.
Oh, so the dance shoes were stolen.
I would assume that, because these are not any ordinary dance shoes. These have been passed down through the family from Bavaria for
Wow. Okay, so
700
these are like
years. Yeah.
old, bad wooden shoes.
Old, rotted, toxic, but historical.
So this does seem like a specifically targeted attack because she's a dancer. You don't slice up someone's feet to kill them unless
No.
it's on purpose.
No, that would be such a waste of
And
time.
then stole her dance shoes. Which,
Yes, I
to
guess they would
me,
have had to. Yeah.
it's not, it wasn't
They would have to
just
have knocked her
purely,
down.
yeah.
Just like thinking logically, they must have knocked her down, taken off the shoes gently, and then started cutting up her feet.
Now, the cutting up
So
of
she
the
couldn't
feet is
chase after
interesting.
her,
Oh, okay. So,
then.
yeah, maybe it was just about the shoes.
Maybe. Okay.
Beep, boop, 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 boop,
We're
yeah,
getting
boop, another call. Do
boop,
you mind if I merge
boop,
this
boop,
in?
boop,
Yes,
boop,
please.
boop.
Hello?
Okay, wait. Before you enter this person in, I've never seen this in my life. I must have updated Zoom. I just did that singing, and Zoom popped up with a little message that said, "Playing music?" with a question mark.
Whoa! No, Zoom has always had that. Your singing has just gotten better.
I guess so.
It's identifiable.
Wow, I've finally been identified as music. That's incredible. Anyways, yeah, we can merge them in.
Oh, hello?
No comment. No comment.
Oh, okay. Well, then, bye.
To say, and that's what my father says to say before saying anything that could be admissible in court.
Oh, so you say no comment and then you say all the stuff?
Off the record, yeah. This is all the fifth, by the way.
Bob, why are you shaking your head? You look upset.
Why do you have this guy here? Why?
I don't know. How'd you get this link?
My publicist emailed it to me.
Mm, that makes sense.
Oh. I'm promoting my new graffiti.
Who is this?
My name is Wilson Owen Weston. I am part of the Weston family, which is, of course, a giant, powerful magnate.
He's literally the worst Weston. And there are so many good ones and so many bad ones.
That's my family you're talking about.
Shut up, Wilson.
So I painted these murals of myself all around the city. I've just come on to promote them. They're an art show. I will be charging anyone to see them. I'll be unveiling them all around. I've taken over all of Graffiti Alley. It is now just my own graffiti. And I've also put them on a lot of condos that you can see. So when there's traffic on the Gardener, you can look up and on the sides of those condos and over people's windows, I've spray painted my own picture as well. And that'll also cost you.
And okay. In these graffitis, you are saying that this dance school is stupid?
Yeah, there's a big bubble. It's beside my head. And it says, this dance school is stupid.
I am so annoyed at this man. And it's not even because he hates the dance school. I think that's fine. You know, people are entitled
to... That's reasonable.
Some may say that's even the most likely conclusion after seeing one of our shows. Which you haven't, because you were never invited. So how are you out here having a take? Why don't you come and... You know, I'm so incensed about this man.
Well, you want to know why I hate your dance school? I didn't know you'd be on this call. But I know you. Mm-hmm. And you want to know why?
Why?
You want to know how many Saturday nights I've spent with my father over the last year?
Maybe.
I guess three out of the four weeks a month?
Each month.
That's right. You do the math. But one Saturday every month, he is gone.
Oh God. See, that's what I don't like about rich kids. They never learn how to share. He's my daddy.
You're taking my daddy from
me. He's my daddy one time a month.
Sorry, he's my daddy every day.
Well, not... Well, I guess, yeah, he still is. He's not dead. But...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're
damn right he's not dead.
Well, you're going to hate this, little Wilson Weston. We are expanding our program. I've just decided now that I have full reins of the company. And we're going to do 4 shows a week. And he's going to be invited to every single one.
A week? Holy God.
Yeah, that's the majority.
No.
That's a lot of work for you, Bob.
It is. I'm going to have to look over every song. I'm going to have to know so many songs.
Wait, no, please, please, reconsider this. Okay. I'll take down some of the murals.
You'll take down all of the murals, and you'll put up ones saying that, Wow Stop Lyrics is the best dance company I've ever seen. That's what you'll do if you want your dad back.
I'll take down some of the murals, and I'll say the other ones are an artistic expression that are not referring to any dance school in particular, and I'll put up one that says, Wow Stop Lyrics is actually a good show if you've got the pocket change.
Bob,
no.
He said he'll take down the sum of all the murals. He's taking them all down. He agrees to your terms.
Oh, the sum of... Too much semantics.
There's some antics, yes.
You know what, mural
that's
or
what
not?
This show is.
I don't really even care about the mural.
What I want is my daddy back.
But I like him.
Don't you know what it's like to lose a parent?
I do, you're right. You don't know what it's like. I have this hole in my life that I need filling now that someone's broken my mom's feet in every way you can.
Someone what?
The two ways to slice.
I don't know what other way you can do it.
They did what?
Sandra toes, my mother has had her feet broken in many parts.
Oh my God.
Before.
Fatally.
No.
I watched her die. I was standing there looking.
Okay, I'll take down the murals.
Yeah. Feel bad yet?
The sum of all the murals.
Oh yeah, do you feel bad yet?
I do.
Because I've got something that can help.
Oh, well, yeah.
Her last word, it actually turned out, was wow.
Oh, no.
No?
No, no,
now,
no.
Do you know why she would have said your initials?
Hmm.
Yeah, I know why. And it's because she was supposed to promote it at that show. My art pieces. She was going to supposed to. I paid a lot of money for this show. She was supposed to say it in front of my dad, remind him what he was missing. At the end of the dance, she was going to stop the dance and look directly at him. The house lights would come up, and she was supposed to say, wow. And I was going to pay her $16 million. And then my dad would remember me. And then he finally come home.
The one night a month that he's out.
I didn't know that was... Because my mom, we don't talk during our process at all. Any communication we do is danced. And I think I might have missed the subtext of that, or she might not have told me at all. I guess it would have been a surprise for the...
I told her to keep it a secret. To be honest, I thought you were going to try and stop it.
I definitely would have. I mean, until I hear the $16 million, and then I would be like, okay, well, this one's lying.
Oh, I suppose she did do it, so I guess I owe her $16 million. Was my father there?
He was.
Did he see this?
He did.
He witnessed this? Oh, that poor baby boy, no.
Well, Bob, did you have to, like, come back out on stage and say, like, hey, Galen, the show is canceled?
I did, via dance.
Oh, God.
I did dance. I danced an entire... What do you call the thing where you say it when someone's dead? You do, like, a speech?
Eulogy? Yeah.
I danced a eulogy right
you
then and
danced
there.
Wow.
Right, for Galen. So, sorry for taking your moment. That should have been for you.
No, it's still your mom that died.
Wait. Yeah, no, that, okay, yeah.
No, that's your
eulogy. Did the right thing.
No, you're good.
Wait, yeah, no. Yeah, and then I ended with the YMCA, which is his favorite. Just to, like, lighten the
YMCA.
Mood.
YMCA.
Yeah.
And also, probably pretty easy for you to do.
I could pull it any time. But, still, I don't know if you've never fully seen what the dance is. I'm just mourning the loss of those beautiful shoes she was wearing.
Shoes.
Yeah, we have these amazing, oh my beautiful God. Shoes.
What?
Shoes.
Yeah, what shoes. Kind of shoes?
They're like ballet slippers, but bejeweled, kind of cursed through, you know, ages spent in rural Germany.
Yeah, toxic.
Toxic, rotted, old, but gave the wearer the majestic powers of transliteral dance. And now they're gone. A family heirloom is gone.
Now, I'm wondering who else would have been in Roy Thompson Hall that night. Because if Wilson wasn't even allowed to be there to watch his own message be performed, then it must have been a very small crew that was allowed admittance. Probably just your dance team. How many other members were with you that night?
That night we were doing I Got a Feeling, so we probably would have had a smaller cast than usual, because it's not the most complicated song. I would say about 200 people.
Okay.
But, like, only they really only come into the building when we need to build the larger sentences that we just have no way around.
Well, you have to have someone else to fill up your cup.
Yeah, it's true. We're also getting paid, like, $16 million a performance, so you might as well divvy out a little bit.
Oh, so all Wilson had offered was the cost of an additional performance?
Yes.
What do you mean all?
Yeah. That keeps us going for 3 months. That 16 million? That's 3 months of of dance company.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now let me ask you something. Hmm. Were any of these people French?
I would say 10 or so. 10 or so were French.
Oh, interesting. Were any of them look like someone named Eric R. LaFlanchet?
I would say only maybe 3 of them look like someone named Eric R. LaFlanchet.
Well.
Okay.
That is the president and CEO of Metro, the grocery store.
Eric?
And that is one man who has the motivation to pluck some dancing shoes and stop my father from ever seeing a beautiful dance performance ever again.
He would become uninspired in his work.
Do you know how well he does all his business and grocery pricing? Because he's inspired by your dances.
You're the reason Bob does?
I guess I am.
You're the reason he's so good at making groceries so expensive and making my family so much money. It's because of you. And Eric R. LaFlanchet. Maybe a similar pronunciation. My apologies if it's not that. He would stop at nothing to stop my father from staying inspired. It's true.
He used to be our main proprietor for these shows before, we essentially got bought out by the Weston Corporation.
He was outbid.
Wow.
He was outbid.
Classic, so this was my personal.
I really should have noticed when he was auditioning for the dance company. But then again, we had 600 or 700 people, so it's hard to keep track of.
And honestly,
that.
It sounds like 2 other Eric R. LaFlanches to deal with, too.
That's also a problem. That's so sad. He was quite a good dancer, too. He had a beautiful sentence he was going to dance that performance.
Which sentence?
Choose for himself.
He was going to dance the lyric, "Let's live it up."
So you do know the tune.
Well, I know
just
the words.
Reading the lyrics.
Oh, that was a cold read. I haven't heard the song, but
wow. You've been studying it for
There's no other way to say it.
There's no other way.
That's true.
Eric R. LaFlanchet. Huh. I wonder if I can get him on the phone. Oh, yeah, or no.
Never mind. We can
get him on the phone.
Give him a call. Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm curious what he has to say.
Beep boop boop beep boop boop beep. Hello? Eric?
Hey, bonjour!
Eric R. LaFlanchet, where are you right now?
Why, I am at my house!
Are you near your closet?
Ah, I am in the closet! The audio is the best! Anytime I get a phone call, I rush in!
That's
nature soundproofing!
I want you to look at your top shelf, run your hand across it, and tell me what you find!
Let me do this. Oh, there is nothing. Perhaps you meant to call the other Erica LaFlanchet, who's
you
in
did.
Charge of Metro!
We did. Okay, Eric, sorry.
You called the wrong one.
Sorry. Have a good night.
You
sleep.
Too! Goodbye!
Okay.
That was just a guy with nothing in his closet.
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
My closet's full of bread.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, that's a pantry.
Call. Wait 1 second. Beep, boop, 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 beep. Hello, bonsoir.
Bonjour.
Eric R. LaFlanchet.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, et toi?
Si.
Bon.
C'est très bon.
Je dois que vous marchez à votre closet et mettre la main sur the shelf. Dans le closet.
Ouais.
Okay. And what do you find?
The pair of wooden shoes.
Wooden shoes?
Oh, he's holding up stilts. This isn't the right
guy.
They make
me taller. I work in the circus.
That's true. He's a Cirque du Soleil. That man can bend. He could do entire words with just his arms.
That's right.
Wow.
And what line of the song were you going to do again? Last performance?
I was going to do L'Chaim.
And you would have killed it, honey. Okay, good night.
How do you do the apostrophe?
Kind of a background ad lib. I can do crazy things with my body.
Oh, and I can't wait.
I guess with the stilts, you're tall enough to reach the apostrophe.
With the stilts, I'm tall enough to reach the apostrophe. Au revoir.
Goodbye. We don't have time for this. Okay.
Wow. I think it was him either.
Oh,
you thought it was that guy.
Suspicious.
He had the vocal timbre of a murderer.
Bendy body.
Oh, and the bendy body. No, this has to be it. Boop, 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 beep, beep. Hello, Eric R. LaFlange, murderer. Hey, yeah.
He's the Frenchest of them all.
Okay. Guess go say. Eric, I know what you've done. You killed my mom. Put your hand. I'm so sick. I'm so sick. Oh, God. I did it. I was jealous and, you know my motive already. Yeah,
Wait,
do, okay.
Put your hand up in your closet.
Oh, I just have these old, rotted German shoes. My mama's shoes. But you have to save yourself. Actually, Eric, stop talking. I'm just going to hang up. Bonsoir. Okay. I have closure.
Wow, you got him.
I really honestly wish I didn't, but I feel different. I do.
And I guess that's the power of our podcast.
It is. Thank you that so much for up. Solving. Wait, before we go, I just want to know, I promised you something. I promised you a song.
You still got plugs, and then I'll throw to you for a last
okay.
word.
Okay, perfect.
Careful, I don't There's want you time. To get your last word out too early There's again.
Time. Perfect.
First, I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. If you have a suggestion for a murder, killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to have a gas online, Killed to Death Podcast on Instagram or K2D Pod on X. One of the easiest dance moves there is. Steve.
Speaking of the menu, there's another show that we do, and it's Griffin and I playing movie guessing games. One game in particular. It's Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie, where we give each other five clues to try and guess a movie in every episode. We have an absolute blast doing it, and you can play along at home. So if you're an Apple Podcast listener, check out Sonar Plus. It's on there. Tons of great episodes. Come guess some movies with us.
It's a ton of fun. We just had a record session recently, and it was a blast. And then we watched Max Keeble's Big Move.
It's true. So if you want to hear that kind of energy, that's what that show is all about.
Pre-Max Keeble energy.
Yeah, excited at what's to come.
I'm just trying to hurry through the episodes.
Yeah. Finish this. Just start the opening credits.
I want to see Larry Miller.
I want to see him be a silly principal.
He really does get a lot of screen time.
He did. Yeah, it's principal heavy. I guess he's one of the principal actors in that.
Bob Toes, is there anything you'd like to plug?
I would like to plug Roy Thompson Hall, of course. Thank you, sweeties. There's this fabulous, I guess, comedian, but also occasional dancer, Adonis Charlie, who's performing at the Washington, D.C. Sketchfest.
Ooh, and is that comedy or dance?
That's comedy dance. So they're going to take their jokes and interpret it as dance, wordlessly. No sounds, besides the shuffling of feet, which are very loud.
Sorry, that's the Washington Sketch Comedy Festival.
Yes, the D.C. Sketchfest at the D.C. Improv on Friday, March 22nd.
Almost exactly a month away.
Exactly. And a little treat for you two next month. You get to pick the song I do for you because you helped me solve the murder.
Whoa!
That's right.
You get a free show.
Oh, Steve, should we confer?
Well, I mean, I already got some of Hollaback Girl, so I'll let you take it.
I would like the lyricless Killed to Death theme song performed for us.
Okay, give me a sentence and I'll do one right now. So you see what the problem is.
Oh, okay. None of these murders are based on any real life incidents.
Thanks.
Cute to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Kill to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!